I'm going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen. Rob, traditionally, when the new year comes round, we talk about resolutions. There's no reason why we shouldn't create resolutions at any point juncture in the year, but of course, New Year's resolutions can only be done, I guess, at the new year. What process do you go through? Firstly, as a as an individual, and then secondly, as a businessman, what do you do as an individual? Do you kind of take a stop and look a good look at yourself and think, right, what do I want to change in the following year, or does it just evolve? What's your perspective?
I guess I'm always in the position between Christmas and New Year that I take that time off and therefore don't work. And yeah, I guess without thinking about it, you go through a period of reflection as to what went right last year, what went wrong, both from a business point of view and from a personal point of view. And as a result of that, what potentially can I change or do I want to change looking forward? And if I've got stuff wrong, what can I do in order to improve that? And if stuff's going right, what do I need to do to make sure it continues to go right? So it is just that period of reflection, I guess.
Yeah. Are you one of these people that write things down? Do you actually write goals or resolutions down?
I'm totally the opposite of that. And don't get me wrong, I do understand people that do and like to see it ticked off and or crossed through, whatever the case is. But that's not the way that my mind works, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah. And then what about a business? How to take your firm, Morris Owen, how often do you kind of look at New Year's resolutions? Do you do that once a year when you budget, or is that something that you've got in place that you would, using that concept of resolutions, i.e., think you building on what you've just said there, how often would you take time to reflect?
I guess we have monthly partners meetings where we're reviewing the business and how it's going and dealing with the day-to-day stuff. But in reality, we probably have two times in a year where we start to stop and think about it. One is the budgeting process for the following year and what that means from a client perspective and from a staffing perspective and all of those types of things. And then as a partnership, we have a strategy day each year in the autumn, really to set out the strategy for the next 1, 2, 3 years looking forwards, to just see how it all fits together and make sure that what we're doing today is still sort of on track for the longer term plans, etc. So it's an evolving process, but we do stop the world a couple of times just to make sure that, yeah, it does make sense.
Sure, yeah. And is there a recommendation when you're advising your clients, do you advise the same, or is it bespoke to each individual business? What's your sort of wider perspective on that?
I think it depends, A, on the business, but also it depends on the business owner, because very often you can actually find that the business owner's goals and needs and wants actually can be different from what a business naturally would do. And therefore, you need to stop and say, well, the business is doing this, the economy is doing X, Y, and Z. This is potentially the opportunities and plans you've got, but what do you want to do? And that could be what stage they are in their life, or it could be that they're thinking about retirement or exit planning or whatever the case is. And therefore, it's trying to understand them from those two facets to then say, okay, so what's the strategy that pulls those two together to make sure that they work for you? We go through stages in our lives and our businesses that when we're young, it's we'll do anything and we'll work, stupid hours and it's all fine. And then you get to a point, hopefully, with your business where you go, yeah, I'm very comfortable with it and it's working for me. And then you can get to the point of sort of heading towards retirement, whatever the case is, where you say, actually, it needs to be a bit more on my terms because my time is a bit more precious than doing this all the time.
Yeah. Now, very good thoughts. As ever, Rob, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.